Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Why do some people achieve more? Like, when I hear these outcomes, what's the difference maker? Because lots of people know they should activate their mind or body, and some do, but they still fail. Or some people want the good relationship, but they struggle. So I want to share with you tonight what the difference makers are. It's so easy to remember. I just call it the ABCDs of life. The first thing is, the major difference maker is ambition. You get some people in the community, some genuinely have the ambition to climb up and climb out, and some, that's not their ambition. Some people have the ambition to build an empire, and some people just want to pay rent. That difference is called, as Les Brown taught us about hunger, you got to be hungry, hunger, desire. Some of your ambition, as we said from the past, is just to make it. Right? And if your ambition is just to make it, you'll do things just to make it. But if your ambition is for something more, you will challenge yourself, you will skill up, you will get more training, you will get more assistance, you will do different things. When I wanted to become a world-class coach, I didn't say I want to become a life coach. I said, when I become a world-class coach. To seek to become a world-class coach, you change your behaviors. You take different levels of training. You get around a different experience level of what you're doing. Raise your hand if you're with me so far. See, your behavior right now, if we look at your, if I just come to your house and I say, open up your laptop, show me your calendar. Your calendar and the way it is filled is immediately and directly tied to your ambition. Isn't it true? Ambition drives behavior. And some people, they aim so small, and that's why their behaviors are so small. And I'm not here to judge. You're the only ones who know, is your behavior big enough for your dreams? Please don't think I'm ever judging anybody in this room, because I hope you heard me say from the morning, like, all the ways I've sucked. I've tried to make sure by 1 o'clock I told you every single way that I suck. But I'm here to say, you're the one that knows. Have you been playing small? Is your ambition large enough to get you out of bed? And don't think ambition is just about self-ambition or blind ambition. Please recognize the way I'm saying. Ambition. Nelson Mandela had tremendous ambition to change the culture of a country and the world. Whoa. That is why he could sustain himself in prison. When your ambition is mighty, you show up differently. So ambition is driving your behavior. If your behavior sucks, let's revisit what you're dreaming after. Because maybe you're dreaming after two small things. I asked it in the opening line of the Motivation Manifesto. At some point, mature, powerful humans must ask, why, given the heart of a lion, do we consent to act as mice? You've been imbued with extraordinary powers. Powers that literally don't exist in tens of thousands of other organisms and species on the planet. Did you know we can see today 1 trillion stars? You know, we see a trillion stars. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, 3 years ago, the big breakthrough. We can see a trillion stars. We have yet to find in those trillion stars anything like us. Now, you can call that physics. You can call that cool NASA space stuff. I don't know, smart people call that stuff. I think that's a divine thing for me personally. I'm like, wow, you're so unique. It's impossible. Your uniqueness should drive an ambition to do something with that. It's so improbable. You are who you are. We're not even a speck of dust in a trillion stars. You know, people don't know. Do you know our universe, our immediate galaxy? I don't know if you know this, but the Milky Way is not even, it's like, that's one of 10 million galaxies. Just in our near galaxy. Like, it's so improbable that you are here. How dare you play small? How dare you do it? It's so magical you are what you are. Activate that potential. Honor that potential. Earn that potential. It's so fascinating and incredible that I think not to dream to do something big. And your definition of big, it might be different than mine. And that's why I said ambition, that's a personal thing. I don't know what it is, but you're the one who knows if you are playing full out. You're the one who knows if your dream is appropriate for you. Is your dream appropriate for the future life you want? Or is the dream appropriate for your past and your current circumstances? I hope your dream and your vision is not related to the past and the current circumstances, because that higher dream, higher vision, higher ambition, whatever you want to call it, that's the pull, baby. That's like lift you out. That's when you're tired, whew, that ambition gets you going. That ambition to give more, serve more, go deeper, whatever you want to call it, I think is important. That's the difference maker. I put two people together, I immediately know who's going to go after it harder based on their ambition. I just know. It's like, wow, she wants it more than this other person. They're both interested, but one has made it a necessity. One is owning that dream. One has ambition to fulfill that. That's the first thing. Yeah?
Kindness is a way of relating. We want relations, certain types of relating goals. We all have that. Those are our three. Real confidence, Bandura called it self-efficacy, is about our belief in our ability to do the actual thing. And many people don't believe in themselves because something that happened to you when you were 15 that has nothing to do with the ether in this room at all. Some of you are still pulling along. Something we gotta let go so you can believe in the freshness of this universal moment versus high school, elementary school, or that thing that happened 3 years ago. Because 3 years ago is literally not in your body anymore. Every cell in your body has turned over trillions of times, not 100 times, not 1,000, trillions of times in 3 years. So if you still got something from 3 years ago and it is weighing you down and stopping you, I am not the self-help guy to say, just get over it. I hate those people who say that because I study psychology. To me, it does mean, oh, I need assistance. If something is preventing your genuine happiness and progress in your life, and it happened to you a year or more ago, and it's still stunting your progress or your growth, your joy, get a therapist. And I genuinely mean that. We have a problem in our society about acknowledging mental health. And I'm like, really? Get a therapist. Next up, discipline. Who knows discipline is an area you need to work on in your life? Okay, raise your hand high. Now look to your left and right. If that person's not raising their hand, you've identified the liar in the room. Just make sure, just checking in on you that you found the liar in the bunch. I have to work on my discipline, and I'm a disciplined dude, right? And discipline should be the thing that you don't think of as something you have to do. You should think of discipline as the joyous efforts of mastery. Discipline is the joyous efforts of mastery. If discipline is the grind, you're gonna be like, no, I'd prefer Netflix. If discipline is the joyous, oh, like, oh, I gotta, listen, I see my desk over there. I'm a writer, okay. I don't want to go write today. If I look at that desk and go, oh, the grind. I got to go there and write today. What are my odds of being consistent at that? But if I go, you know what? When I show up there, it doesn't feel good at first, but by the end of it, I feel joyous because I feel I have momentum and progress in my life. So it brings happiness in my life. It brings momentum in my life. It makes things happen. I don't really feel like going there, but I'm joyously going to go there because I know the outcome. That's discipline. If you keep thinking doing the same thing or working hard is a negative or you don't want to do it, if I hate forcing myself to sit down, I'm like, oh no, I have an opportunity to flow today. I have an opportunity to sit down there and download from on high. Let's go sit down and start typing and hear what he says today. Let's just see what comes out today. I'm curious, what am I gonna type today? I hope it turns out good. This will be fun. Not, I have to write the book on deadline. Mental activation is about one of the most important things in discipline. How do you perceive recurrent hard work? If you perceive recurrent hard work, discipline, as something you hate or don't want to do, it dies. If you can tap into it being a joyous journey towards mastery. See, I love discipline because I know discipline opens the door to mastery. Discipline is the gate to mastery. All I gotta do is go keep opening that gate of discipline, and one day I show up and they go, oh, he's so good. The reality is I just opened the gate to discipline. Do enough discipline, mastery takes care of itself. People can't keep up with you when you've done that work.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote
to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.